A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today, Brachas Lamed Gimel, Brachas 33a. We're going to start from the very bottom of the facing page. So we are starting on pagination, page 64, which is Lamed Beis 32b. Page 64, on the bottom, five lines from the bottom.
Oh, number 60.
Our topic for today is people who had absolute clarity in mitzvahs, and we'll see how it plays itself out. Literally, what we would describe as supernatural or just above the common order of nature, but they had it clear and they were successful. Let's begin. Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned. Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a certain pious person. Shaya mispalo b'derech, he was davening. Bosar echod, a minister or a prince, came. V'nosan lo shalom, and greeted him while he was davening. V'lo hichsa lo shalom, and this pious person did not respond. Now, what would the halacha be in such a case? So we know from a previous Gemara, that if it's a Jewish king, a righteous king, you don't respond because he'll be understanding of you. But if it's a non-Jewish king, and you think that he won't be understanding, so then you've entered into the realm of Pikuach Nefesh, a case of danger, and davening in front of Hashem is not one of the Gimel Chamuros, is not one of the three biggies for which we give our lives. And you're allowed to turn, greet him, and continue davening. In any case, this chassid did not. Himtin lo ad shesiyem tefilaso. The minister waited until he finished his prayer. La'acha shesiyem tefilaso. After he finished his prayer, Amalei said to him, Reika, you empty one. Perhaps it's, you know, like, no brains. Valokosuv besoraschem. In your Torah it is written, this minister says, Raki shomer lechoshmo nafshecha, guard your lives. Life is a gift from Hashem. You should guard it. Uchsiv nishmatem ma'od l'nafsho seichem. And this minister understood that you're supposed to greet the minister and not stand on ceremony. I'm busy with a religious observance. The religious observance is supposed to be put on the side, and you're supposed to honor me. You know, sometimes you get a guy who's a little bit too knowledgeable. So he knows what you're supposed to do. I had once a young lady who was working for a observant Jew, and she wanted off Chol HaMoed. So this boss told her, I know that if I tell you, you'll lose your job if you don't come in Chol HaMoed, then you'll be allowed to come in Chol HaMoed. So I'm telling you, you'll lose your job if you don't come in Chol HaMoed. Now, he had no intention of losing, but whatever his reasons were, it was a case of pressure, it wasn't a case of pressure, but sometimes you get a person who knows the score, and this minister knew the score. He says, I know you're supposed to interrupt. Why didn't you greet me? If I would cut off your head with a sword, talk about graphic, would anybody claim your blood from my hands? Would anybody fault me? Your God wouldn't fault me, because in his Torah he says you should have greeted me. And in our laws we wouldn't fault me, because I'm a minister. So this pious Jew said, Hamtengli, wait for me, give me a moment. Acha efayisech b'divorim. Until I can calm you down and appease you with a few words I want to share with you. Let me have a word with you. Amalei said to him, Ilu ayisame lefne melech basavada. If you were standing in front of a earthly king, flesh and blood, Uvol chaverecha, and your friend would come. V'nosan lecha shalom, and he greeted you. Hayisa machzulo, would you answer him? Amalei lav, of course not. V'mayisa machzulo, and if you would have answered, ma yosim lach, what would they do to you? Amalei, oh, yichot chemesroshi b'sayif, they would chop off my head with a sword. Amalei, ah, so you see the flip side of your logic. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. How more so? If you were standing in front of an earthly king, today he's here, tomorrow he's dead. Kach, that's the way it is. Ani, Hashem is eternal. It's improper for me to disturb. In other words, I had a heter to disturb. I could have stopped and greeted you if I thought my life depended on it. But it wouldn't have been the right thing. It's not proper. It would be far better if your understanding of our religion and let me daven and greet you after. Isn't that the right thing to do? I understand if you threaten me what I would do, but it's not supposed to be like that. How would you treat an earthly king? Miyad nispayiso sahasar. The minister understood. He was respectful. Feniftar asochosid leveso l'shalom. And the pious Jew was allowed to go home in peace.
With his neck.
With his neck. Head. Attached. Very good. Very good. I remember Rabbi Wein once told us of a fascinating story when he went fundraising with the Panavizhar Rav once. And they were very late for an appointment with the vice president of a company. And there was no parking. And they pull in. And the Panavizhar Rav said, take that spot. And the spot was marked reserved for the vice president. So he pulls in. He says, the Panavizhar Rav tells me to do it. I'm doing it. Yeah. They get upstairs to this vice president's office. They're in the middle of the speech. They're doing the whole thing. The Panavizhar Rav has this vice president ready to give big bucks. And there's a knock on the door. The chauffeur of the vice president came back from an errand. And the spot is taken. Right. And he asked around by these guys. These guys took the spot. And he says, you have to move the car. So the vice president was enraptured with the Panavizhar Rav. He wasn't even sure what to do. And the Panavizhar Rav said, excuse me, before you tell me to move the car, it's my fault. I told the rabbi to take the spot. It's not. Before you tell him to move the car, I want to share something with you. He says, yeah, what? He says, just understand that your parking spot that says reserved for the vice president, if you're not there, someone else can take your spot. What I'm offering you is a parking spot, a merit, that no one can take from you. And that's an example of flipping, exactly like the Tsar did, as the Chassid did. He said, just picture this in context. And you'll understand that what I did was correct. What I did was within the realm of what you would want me to do. I had an appointment. You locked out a half hour for us. If we would have been late for this appointment, we were offering you the deal of your life, you would have had complaints. So we did exactly what you want us to do. And we came on time, and we took your earthly spot, but we're offering you a far greater spot. Mm. Let's skip down to another story over here. Of absolute clarity, in this case, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Barachas Lamed Gimel 33a, pagination 65, the fifth wide line, towards the end of the line. Fifth, you're too low. Fifth wide line.
Fifth wide line,
this is
the widest.
Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Maisa b'makam echad. There was a story in a certain place. Shahaya Arod. They translate, it's a poisonous thing. Perhaps it's a lizard. A poisonous lizard. Vayamazik is abrios. It was hurting people. Vavayodiolo the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the sage of the generation. Amalohem, and he said to them, Hareyu li eskoro, show me his hole. Show me where he burrows. Hareyu eskoro. They pointed, this is where he comes from. Nasan akeva piachor, he put his heel over the hole. Yatsa, the lizard came out. He was offended. V'nashcho and bit Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, umeis osa arod, and the lizard died from his own poison. Not loak seifos, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa put it on his shoulder. It must have been a big thing. It wasn't a little thing. V'avil lebeis ha-medrash, and he brought it to the study hall. Amar lohem, and he told them, Re'u banai, my children, see, ein arod meimis. This arod has no power to kill. Hachet meimis. It's the sin that kills. It's when the two join, it's like enzyme action, the two come together. But if there's no chet, then he spits out his poison and kills him. It doesn't go into me. V'osa shah amru, they said, Oyla la'adam shapoga ba'arod, woe is to a person who is encountered by an arod. V'oyla la'arod shapoga ba Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and woe to the arod who greets Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Because normally, fine. But if you have a Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa who doesn't have chet, then the arod is ineffective, and in contrast, it boomerangs at himself. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful
day. Baruch is 33.
Thank you. Yashar Koach, thanks for